Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs and David DeKaiser as Rabbi Abraham Fine.
Well, look at it this way, Rabbi. It's an evening out.
Oh, some evenings out I'd quite happily miss.
What else would you be doing? Reading? Writing your sermon? Watching television?
Television I don't watch. Oh, maybe the news, but the rest of it is just a cesspit of filth these days.
Oh, I think you're being a bit hard on Alan Titchmarsh.
But I could certainly find something more enlightening to do than a meeting of the Northwest London Ecumenical Council.
Is it that bad?
Bunch of old gas bags droning on, boring you half to death.
Yeah.
Someone really ought to tell them one of these days.
The trouble is, though, Rabbi, the job the council's doing still needs to be done.
Yes, and we mustn't be defeatist. It's just that if only all that talk, all those words could be transformed into one tiny piece of positive action, that would be something.
Are they well attended, these meetings?
No, not bad. Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs, I've spoken to them all.
In fact, we speak to them more than we speak to some Jews, if you know who I mean.
The Reform, Interfaith cooperation is one thing, but that woman and her milk and water Judaism, that's where I draw the line.
She'll be there tonight, I suppose.
Oh, no doubt. Getting her ultra-modern tuppence with him.
But, Rabbi, there's things to be said on both sides.
Oh, Melvin, the Reverend Andrews, Mr. Mukherjee, and all the rest I will happily drink a cup of tea with. Oh, I wouldn't even pass the sugar. These lifts, it's like waiting for the Messiah. Why do they have to have these meetings on the top floor? Ah.
Hang on, hold the lift.
Oh, right.
Oh, thank you very much.
Right.
Oh, Rabbi Fine.
Good evening.
Good evening. You going to the...
Yes.
Wonder why they stop like that when there's nobody there. Must be ghosts. We stopped again.
Yes.
Between floors.
So it would seem.
Come on. It's not going, is it? We're stuck. Oh, my God, we are stuck. Can anyone hear us?
Excuse me, we could perhaps press the alarm button.
Oh, all right. Sorry, it's just I get a bit, you know, lips.
They'll have us moving again in no time.
Well, I hope so. Must be someone there who'll know what to do.
Yes, there's bound to be.
Yeah, there'll be a duty officer with a procedures manual. That's the way these big places work. We covered all that at rabbinical college, management studies.
Yeah, so that's what they teach you now.
Well, among other things, there should always be someone fully trained to deal with emergencies.
Hello?
Hello?
Was that you banging?
Yes, we seem to be stuck in the lift.
Oh, well, there's nobody here at the moment.
Well, you're here. Can you do something?
Well, I'm just covering, really. I'm security. I think a bloke's gone out.
Well, there must be someone who knows what to do.
Yes, hello. This lift is stuck. Can you please do something?
Yeah. Hold on. I'll see if I can find a number.
Well, be as quick as you can, please. I get a bit claustrophobic. Oh, God, how long have we been in here?
About a minute and a half.
I really don't feel very well. I'm feeling a bit faint.
You'll be all right. Oh, that's it, yes. Sit on the floor. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
I've never liked confined spaces. When I was a child, I got stuck in a cupboard once. My mother came and found me in 5 minutes. It seemed like hours.
Well, I don't think your mother will be able to help you this time. I'm afraid we're rather dependent on the gentleman outside.
Probably forgotten all about us already. Packed up and gone home.
No. Of course he hasn't packed up and gone home. Just relax.
Well, where is he, then? He's been away for ages. I don't think he had the faintest clue what he's supposed to do.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, I'll phone the lift company. They're sending a bloke.
Ah, marvellous. Will he be long?
Well, they used to be just down the road.
Used to be?
Yeah, only they put it out to tenders, see? This other company was cheaper, so they use them now.
And the new company, where are they?
Barnsley, I think he said.
Barnsley?
Oh, no, wait a minute. Barnet, that was it.
Well, you will let us know as soon as something is happening, won't you?
Oh, yeah, mate, no problem. You just relax.
It's all very well saying relax, but there's a lady down here suffering from claustrophobia.
Well, I can't do nothing till the lift engineer gets here. How many of you are there?
Just the two of us.
Oh, right. You and your wife, is it?
No, she is not my wife. She's an acquaintance.
Oh, I'm with you, mate. Say no more. Shall I tell the bloke to take his time while you get better acquainted?
No, you certainly will not. And how dare you suggest that I would act improperly?
Oh, right. Not much of a looker, is she?
Whether the lady is, as you put it, a looker, doesn't enter into it. I am a married man.
So's Bill Clinton, mate.
Look, just make sure the engineer appreciates this is an emergency. And call an ambulance. The lady's going to need medical attention.
Right.
And you'd better call my wife and let her know what's happening. My number is 8483-6274.
8483-6274. Got it. Well, who do you want me to call first, the ambulance or your wife?
No, just get on with it, man.
Oh, I can't stand it. I have to get out of here.
No, don't worry. Everything's under control. The engineer won't be long, and I've called an ambulance.
Yes, what have you called an ambulance for? Oh, my God, we are going to die!
No one's going to die. We'll be out of here in no time. Let's say a prayer.
Oh, what's the prayer for being stuck in a lift?
Haven't you got one in the reform, then?
Oh, please.
Well, perhaps we can improvise. O Lord, please look upon thy two servants and help us. Please speed the lift engineer safely to us. And please let him have brought the right tools. Mouse?
No.
Man?
No.
I give up.
Oh, come on, you're not trying.
Well, I can't think of anything else. What is it?
Mark.
Mark?
That mark on the wall. There, just below the panel, see?
No, that's not much of an eye spy, Mark.
Well, I'm sorry, but at my rabbinical college, eye spy wasn't exactly a major part of the curriculum.
And what was exactly, apart from management studies?
Everything you'd expect.
Everything except proper Judaism.
Oh, please don't start on that. Not here.
Well, it's as good a thing to talk about as anything. Pass the time.
Will it?
Why has God made this happen, do you think?
To punish us for our sins.
Are you a sinner?
Only when I'm overcome by temptation, about 3 times a minute. And you?
Oh, I must be. We all are.
But we're not all stuck in a lift.
Then perhaps he's thrown us together for some reason.
Perhaps she has. Perhaps we won't get out till we've hammered out some sort of compromise.
We could be here for a long time, then.
Look, I'd be prepared to accept certain elements from the Orthodox side if you were prepared to accept certain elements of the Reform.
But it is not up to you and me, is it? The Lord spoke to us.
Hello?
Yes, hello, yes.
The engineer's arrived.
Oh, wonderful. Does he know how long he'll be?
He thinks it might be a fuse.
Right, and how long will that take?
Well, could be anything.
Well, I mean, 5 minutes or half an hour?
3 days.
Well, he'll be as quick as he can. Here, have you done window?
What do you mean, have we done window?
Well, I spy with my little eyes something beginning with W, window. The little window in the door, that'd be a good one.
Yes, well, we both know what it is now, don't we?
Oh, yeah, sorry. You got to laugh, ain't you?
What's he saying?
We've got to laugh, apparently.
Is some gentleman here want to speak to you?
Some gentleman?
Hello, is that you, Rabbi Fine? It's Reverend Andrews here.
Yes, Reverend, it's me.
We were waiting for you and Rabbi Jacobs to start our meeting. Then when we heard the lift was stuck, is she there with you?
Here she is, yes.
And are you all right?
No, we are not all right. We've been stuck in this lift for hours. We're probably going to be here all night, and I think I am suffocating. We are not all right.
We're as well as can be expected, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. A touch of my usual, but can't complain. We're praying for you.
We've tried that.
Hello, my friends. Mr. Mukherjee here. Are you all right?
Oh, please.
Not too bad, Mr. Mukherjee, all things considered.
Good. We are all rooting for you up here, aren't we, gentlemen?
Keep your chins up.
Hello in there, keep smiling.
Oh, come, there are representatives of every major world religion up there, and we're the only ones down here. I know we're the chosen people, but I didn't think that meant we were chosen to get stuck in a lift.
I can't stand it. I have got to get out of here. Hello, I can't stand it. Get us out of here.
Now, that's not going to help the engineer, is it? Just be patient. I'm sure the man's doing his best.
Oh, a man doing his best. That's all I need.
How is it? There always seems to be so much traffic when you're in a hurry.
And when you've got all the time in the world, there's a clear road ahead.
Oh, I hope Abraham isn't worrying about his angina.
Have you brought his pills?
Yes, I've got them here.
Good. I'm sure everything's going to be all right, Mrs. Fine. Aha, here we are.
Oh, my God, an ambulance. What's an ambulance doing here?
Don't panic, Mrs. Fine. It's probably just a precaution. I'll just find a parking space.
Stop here. I'll speak to the ambulance man while you park.
Okay, but please, just try and calm down. There.
Excuse me, are you here for the man in the lift?
A woman, we were told.
A woman?
I think there's a man in there as well, but it's a young woman we've been called out for.
So, the man's all right then?
Stuck in a lift with a young lady who needs lots of comforting. I should imagine he is.
Nothing untoward will be taking place, I can assure you.
Maybe not. Security guard says he's a right silly old sod by the sound of him.
That silly old sod happens to be my husband.
Oh, sorry.
Well, we'd better go in, Mrs. Fine.
Yes, I think we'd better. Abraham seems to have made his mark in a remarkably short time.
Well, it'll be the stress. No one's exactly going to be at their best stuck in a lift.
And who's this woman he's with?
Woman?
That's what I want to know.
Well, at least it's a fair company for him. They're probably having a nice chat in there.
So, why have they called an ambulance?
Oh, come on.
A few minutes with Abraham and she needs an ambulance? She should try 48 years.
There.
How long have we been in here now?
About an hour.
How long can the human body last without water?
With God's help, a few days. But I'm sure it won't come to that.
And without a shower, and a toothbrush, and a bed? And without... Oh, my God, what happens when we need to...
I've been trying not to think about that for quite some time now.
But I mean, eventually...
The power of prayer, my dear, the power of prayer.
Another new prayer for us to make up. We're rewriting the book here. Well, we said we'd have to compromise. So far, we've got a prayer to help lift engineers and a prayer to tighten sphincters. Not quite the 23rd Psalm, but it's a start. Oh, we could sue for this, you know.
Sue? For what?
Inconvenience, pain and distress.
I don't think so. There's one great judge we'll all have to face, and that'll be quite enough for me.
Bit late by then, though. You will reside forever in paradise, living with the Lord in eternal bliss. Oh, and here's 1,500 quid damages for that time you were stuck in the lift.
I don't think it quite works that way.
Who knows how it works?
Well, it's all there, in the Bible. The prayers, the Psalms.
Written by human beings who, by definition, don't know.
Human beings under divine guidance.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that's right, and I'm not saying it's wrong. We just can't be sure.
But surely you believe. It's the starting point for being a Jew. The starting point for any religion. Faith.
So, would you say God could fix this lift?
He will fix this lift.
Yes, but come on. The engineer will fix the lift.
Under God's guidance.
There's that guidance again.
His is an unseen hand guiding everything. He doesn't come down, throw a bolt of lightning and say, Alakazam, the lift is fixed.
I've settled for that right now.
We surely can't be much longer. God created the world in 6 days. How long can it take to fix a lift?
Took her 40 days to flood it, though.
Yes, another interesting theological point. Leaving aside your rather dubious gender assignment, why should destruction take longer than construction?
Well, you can't depend on the weather.
Hello there. Abraham...
Sadie!
Abraham, are you all right?
Well, I'm not dancing, but not too bad. What's going on up there?
The man's still working on it.
Hello, Sadie.
Sue, I thought it sounded like you. How are you, dear?
Struggling.
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll be out in a jiffy.
I know. It's just like I get a bit claustrophobic.
Oh, dear. Put your head between your knees.
Right.
And take deep breaths.
Sue? It's Melvin here.
Oh, hi, Melvin.
Hi. I read somewhere that if you lie on the floor and stare at the ceiling, it makes the room look bigger.
Well, I'm not sure if I can stare at the ceiling while I've got my head between my knees, but I'll try.
Oh, and take your shoes off. It helps your circulation. Oh, and I'll phone Brian and let him know.
Oh, don't worry.
And Sue, dear, do a few gentle exercises. Just keep moving. That'll make you feel better.
Excuse me. I'm still here. Good evening, Melvin.
Oh, good evening, Rabbi. Mrs. Fine asked me to bring her down here. How are you?
Well, as you said when you dropped me off, it's an evening out. Except it's turned into a very boring evening in.
Oh, thank you.
Well, don't worry. Is there a prayer?
We tried that.
Oh, you want to see it up here? There's more people praying to more gods up here than you can shake a stick at.
Well, so we gather.
There's the Reverend Andrews, Mr. Mukherjee, the lift engineer.
What do you mean the lift engineer? He shouldn't be praying.
Well, he's sort of muttering.
He's muttering? Well, is it a confident sort of muttering?
He says not to worry. He thinks it's the what?
The motherboard on the control panel.
He thinks it's the motherboard on the control panel.
I thought it was the fuse. Before, he said it was the fuse. Now it's the motherboard on the control panel. I don't think he knows what it is. God, we're going to be in here all night. I can't stand it.
Try and keep calm.
Look, I am taking deep breaths. I am doing gentle exercises. And I still cannot stand it.
Perhaps it's the fuse on the motherboard. I've no idea what a motherboard is, but I expect it must have a fuse.
Perhaps it's a Jewish motherboard. Won't get the lift working, but it'll ask me if I've met any nice boys recently. Oh.
Well, all things considered, I think they're holding up fairly well.
Oh, I think they'll be having a nice talk about the Jewish religion. Oh. To a Hindu, being trapped in a lift could be seen as symbolic of being trapped in our earthly existence.
Oh, yes.
You see, as we seek release from the cycle of rebirth, they seek release from the lift.
So what would you advise?
In Hindu terms, prayer to the god Krishna.
With the greatest respect, I don't think Rabbi Fine's ready to pray to Krishna quite yet.
Sue might buy it, though.
She might do if she stuck with Abraham much longer. Him with a reformed rabbi at his mercy. Heaven knows what the poor girl's going through. Abraham, what's going on in there?
Nothing's going on.
And how's Sue?
All right, I think.
I hope you're not getting her in a state.
I'm not getting her in a state. She's getting herself in a state.
Well, try and calm her down.
I am trying to... Look, I'm stuck in this lift as well, you know.
It must be getting to him.
What was that? Who said that?
Move about so much.
The engineer says don't move about so much.
What do you mean, don't move about so much? What's wrong? There's something wrong, isn't there?
No, he's trying to calibrate the counterweights. He can't get a proper reading while you're jigging about.
Stop jigging about, Abraham.
I am not jigging about.
Well, someone's jigging about.
Well, I'm sure it's not Sue. Are you jigging about, Sue?
No, Sadie.
I didn't say she was jigging about.
Well, it must be you, then.
I am not... Look, I am now, but that's only since everyone started talking about it.
He is jigging about.
All right. I have stopped jigging about, and I am not moving a muscle.
Well, you don't need to go that far. No one's saying don't move a muscle, just...
I know. Don't jig about.
Now, look, folks, there isn't really much we can do at the moment. Why don't I make us all a nice cup of tea?
Oh, yes.
Lovely. What's that about tea?
I'll get the biscuits from the meeting room.
I've got some plastic cups downstairs. Oh. Right, how many of us are there? Three, six. Yeah. What about the engineer? Does he want one?
Excuse me, would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, lovely. Thanks, love. The engineer's not stopping for tea, is he?
Oh, don't worry, Rabbi. I imagine he'll keep working while he's drinking it.
Evening, Mrs. Fine. Hi, Melvin. Oh, hello, evening, all.
Don't hear someone mention tea?
Hello, Brian. Yes, we were just brewing up. There you are. Sit over there.
Biscuit, Mrs. Fine? Oh, no, you can't, can you? Not kosher.
I'm afraid not.
Reverend Andrews, have a custard cream.
Oh, I love custard creams.
What's going on up there?
Having a ruddy tea party, that's what's going on. Except the chimpanzees are stuck down here. And I think your mate Brian Franks has arrived.
Brian?
Oh, hi, Sue. You all right?
Oh, seem better.
Oh, well, keep your chin up. I was very worried about you.
It's just that I get a bit claustrophobic.
Just 2 sugars, please. Sorry?
Oh, never mind.
Maybe you could say a prayer.
We've tried that.
Well, I'll save you a cup of tea.
Oh, tea. What I wouldn't give for a cup of tea. Except it would probably make me go to the loo.
Yes, if you could refrain from bringing up that subject, please.
Sorry.
All right, let's get back to our conversation. What were we talking about?
The Great Flood.
Perhaps we'd better not talk about that. Think of something else.
Okay. There's one question everyone asks me. So just for a change, I'm going to ask you.
Oh, you can always ask.
What made you become a rabbi?
Oh... My father was one.
Oh, and if your father had been...
Yes, I know. If he'd been a murderer, would I be a murderer? It was just expected. I never really thought much of being anything else.
So what might you have been, do you think, if you hadn't been a rabbi?
Well, there was a little while when I thought I might be a farmer.
A farmer?
Mm-hmm. During the war, when they were bombing the East End, I was evacuated. I ended up on a dairy farm outside Stowmarket.
Rabbi, farmer? It's quite a difference.
Not really. Not when you think about it. Both tending to one's flock and all that.
Except you don't have to send a sheep to remind us to pay its membership.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what's happening up there. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Any news?
Any news? The engineer says he knows what the problem is. It shouldn't be too long now, he doesn't think.
Why do I not like those last three words?
Are you two still all right?
More or less.
Mr. Mukherjee says he'll give you a big bag of fruit each from his shop tomorrow as a thanksgiving for your safe return to us.
Thank you, Mr. Mukherjee.
My pleasure, Rabbi. Just trim off the bad bits. Most of it should be fine.
If we do return safely.
Look. Come on, the engineer said it wouldn't be long now.
He didn't think. It wouldn't be long, he didn't think.
Well, I'm sure it won't.
Oh, yes, but what if it is? God, it's so stuffy in here. My skin is so dry. Must have moisturiser.
Yes, well, I'm more worried about my angina pills, personally. Mm. Mrs. Sadie, have you brought my pills?
Yes. I've got them.
Right, ready to give it a try.
The engineer says he's going to give it a try. Right. Hold on.
Yep, ready?
Oh, boy, am I ready. Please.
Yeah!
Oh, no. Hooray, we're moving!
Oh, thank God.
All right.
Sue, you're looking very pale.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I think Rabbi Sue is not so well. Better get her to an ambulance.
No, I think I'll be all right. Just need a cup of tea, really.
Oh, yes. No, you're not looking so good, dear. We'll run you up the hospital, give you the once-over.
You don't want to go to hospital, do you, Abraham?
There's only one place I want to go to at the moment, if you'll all excuse me.
Here you are, Sue. They've brought a wheelchair for you.
No, honestly,
then.
I can walk.
Come on now,
can't
be too careful. Better do what the ambulance man says.
Try this lock. Bloody lock, the whole thing's come off. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Is anybody there? Hello?
There you go, love.
You all right, Sue?
In you go.
Thanks. I'll be fine, really.
You'll be right as rain.
Hey, just go and get checked over. Better safe than sorry.
Right you are, love. Let's get moving.
You'd better follow in your car, Brian, so you can take her home.
Yes, of course.
I'll just wait here for Abraham.
Hello? Hello there!
Part 4 of The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs, David De Keyser as Rabbi Abraham Fine, and Doreen Mantle as Sadie Fine. Henry Goodman was Melvin, and Jonathan Kidd, Brian. Howard Lou Lewis featured as the caretaker, Renu Setner as Mr. Mukherjee, and Simon Balfour as the ambulance man. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The theme music was written by Max Harris and the program produced by John Fawcett Wilson.